I haven't forgotten the last time yet. Could it have been only yesterday? He was around to my side of the car in a blur. He started unbuckling me. I'll get those. You go on ahead, I protested. He mused as he quickly finished. It seems I'm going to have to tamper with your memory. Before I could react, he pulled me from the jeep and set my feet on the ground. It was barely misting now. Alice was going to be right. Tamper with my memory? I asked nervously. Something like that. He was watching me intently, carefully, but there was humor deep in his eyes. He placed his hands against the jeep on either side of my head and leaned forward, forcing me to press back against the door. He leaned in even closer, his face inches from mine. I had no room to escape. Now, he breathed, and just his smell disturbed my thought processes. What exactly are you worrying about? Hitting a tree, I gulped. And dying? And then getting sick? He fought back a smile. Then he bent his head down and touched his cold lips softly to the hollow at the base of my throat. Are you still worried now? He murmured against my skin. Yes, I struggled to concentrate. About hitting trees and getting sick. His nose drew a line up the skin of my throat to the point of my chin. His cold breath tickled my skin.